Good morning, everybody on Audio Boo. Today it's Emily from Fashionista, and today I thought I would share with you guys a review slash first impressions boo that I'm doing, because I thought some of you might be interested in me doing these kinds of boos, because recently I have got a lot of samples of products, or I've bought different products, or I've just found, you know, various samples of products in shops that I'm going to be trying over the next few weeks for the blog. And today I thought I would start off with a skincare product review, and one that has been quite a highly talked about product within the blogging community, and it is the Dr. Organics Organic Snail Gel. And now let me tell you, a friend of mine called Jill Daly, who's on Insight Radio, she uses snail cream and she swears by it. And then I saw this a little sachet of this product advertised in Holland & Barrett, and I thought that I would give it a go and try it out, really, because they were on offer for free and you could just take one and try it out. So I thought I might as well and see how it turns out. Now let me first of all tell you a little bit about the product. Basically, it's a gel you put on your face, and allegedly, it is supposed to moisturise, repair, soothe and anti-age the skin. Now, it's all organic and it's cruelty-free, it's not tested on animals, and it says on the back that it's moisturising, soothing, anti-ageing, and it's harmless to the skin, and it allows the skin to breathe, blah, blah, blah. It just tells you a bit about what the snails use, you know, what they're fed, and it also says what it has in it. So it's got aloe vera leaf, it's got lime oil, it's got snail slime, obviously, or snail filtrate, lemon grass oil, and Lithia cubia oil. Ah, that's interesting. Now, Lithia is actually a really good essential oil to use if you've got spots. Now, I know this because I make my own products now. I make a lot of my own moisturisers and toners and cleansers and different products like that, and perfumes. And Lithia, I don't ever use it in a perfume, but Lithia is like a really good product to use if you've got spots. So that's really interesting. Lemongrass, I can't remember what lemongrass is for, but I do believe it's for soothing the skin, and it's also some kind of like balancing product. And lime is again similar to Lithia. The aloe vera leaf is good because it's calming, so I imagine this will be really nice. And I think, hopefully, it will smell nice. I'm a bit nervous about using it because it is snail gel, and I'm a bit like, what the hell? So I am quite nervous, I'm not going to lie to you all. But I thought it would be interesting for me to do a review on this. I've just taken some pictures of the product before I opened it, and I'll be doing an actual blog post as well as this audio boo, if you want to go and check that out when it's up live. If you want to see the full review and links to where you can buy it and all that kind of thing, then I will leave the link to my blog in the description below, where you can find out more about this product and you can find out about my review. Also, please check me out on YouTube. I'm under Fashionista, and I'm also on Twitter, which you can find me at DavisonM. That's at DavisonEM. So that's enough plugging for now. I'm going to open this product and I'm going to try it on my skin, and I'm really nervous, but we will see how I get on. So I will catch you when I am opening this product and applying the snail gel to my skin. Dun dun dun! Guys, I'm opening it now and it's gonna go on. I've just clipped my hair back out of the way. I look a bit like a crazy woman, but I don't care. And now I'm trying to open this now, and I hope it doesn't ooze out everywhere. Oh, that's interesting. That's a bit of a relief. It's clear. I thought it was going to be all gooey and like a horrible brown colour. It doesn't smell funny. It smells of Lithia. That's shocking. It smells like sherbet. Okay, now Lithia does smell very much like sherbet lemon, if any of you like that sort of thing. But it just feels like it's got like a texture, a little bit like facial soap. That's odd. I wasn't expecting that. I'm pleasantly surprised, I'll hasten to add. Now, I'm just dabbing this all over. It feels quite sticky when you put it on, and it's like got a very strange consistency, but I don't mind that very much. I'm just kind of putting it everywhere, really, on my nose especially, because my nose is really dry at the moment, and it's also kind of got been a bit sunburned over the past few weeks and stuff, so I'm curious to see whether this snail gel will do anything to soothe that. I actually steamed my skin this morning, so my skin's feeling a bit better, but I want to see if this does anything to it. Now, this is just going on quite easily. You have to be quite quick with this, I think, though, because I'm rubbing it on now. And what's actually happening is it is like sticking quite quickly to the skin. Like there's a term in cosmetics that people will use, and it's called slip. Now, I'm saying it doesn't have it has a fairly good slip, but it's not like other products I've used. The slip's not that great, it doesn't glide off the skin, but I think that's because of the nature of the product, because they're not using loads of like crap like glycerine and stuff in it. So I don't think that should kind of denigrate your view on the product, because it looks really good and it is organic. So obviously things that would make it slip a little bit more easier aren't necessarily going to be in this product as much. But not only that, I mean, you wouldn't really have things like almond oil in this sort of thing. I don't imagine. I wouldn't put an almond oil in a face cream just because it's just quite a heavy product, really. I mean, some people might differ, but I tend to not put that sort of thing in there. So from my experience, I can understand why this product doesn't have a very good slip. But it feels really nice, actually. It smells incredible. I didn't imagine it to smell. I thought it was going to smell. I don't know what I was imagining. I think I was imagining to open it and find a snail crawled out. I don't know, but no. I am pleasantly surprised. I'm going to put a bit more on because I don't feel like I've been generous enough. But I'm going to save some for my mum as well, because my mum said, "Oh no, rather you than me." But I'm actually going to see about her trying it, because it's really good. Now, any product that can get rid of the dry skin or the redness around my nose is a winner for me, but we'll see. I've not looked in the mirror yet, and obviously you put this on and then I believe you dab it off, but I'm going to check the instructions. But I know you put it onto your face, that's what it's for. So I'm going to just finish rubbing this in and I'm going to clarify the instructions, and I will be back with you guys shortly. Okay, everybody, I have just consulted the Holland & Barrett website. It appears that you do put it on the skin in a small amount, and then you wait for it to absorb into the skin before putting on your moisturiser. So, I'm just going to add a few things to this. So, it says on the website that it's free from parabens and artificial colours or flavourings or fragrances or harsh preservatives, like I thought it would be. It's suitable for vegetarians and it is against animal testing, like I did say, but it's not suitable for vegans, I'm afraid. And it is very much, it does feel really nice, and it's a bit sticky at the moment still, so I'm going to obviously wait and then put my moisturiser on over the top and see what it feels like. But it feels like it is quite, you know, it's sticky, but it does feel like it's sinking into the skin. So I wouldn't imagine that this would make your skin feel really, like, you know, sticky and, you know, horrible around this time of year when it's sunny. So it is really, really nice, actually. And I'm just so impressed with the smell. Now, to clarify, a 50ml gel bottle is $40.99, reduced from $19.99. Apologies for that, guys. The postman just knocked and I had to answer it with my crazy clips in and a face full of snail gel, so I don't think he was expecting that. So anyway, I thought I would just finish up, because it seems to have pretty much dried now. All I'm going to do is I'm going to add one of my favourite moisturisers to this, and one that I use a lot around this time of year. Now, I'm using the Vitamin E cream from The Body Shop, but you don't have to use this. You can use whatever you want to, but I prefer this one. It's one of my favourite moisturisers because it's really sort of nourishing and it's got a nice consistency to it, and it sinks into the skin really well. But I also do use steam cream as well. That's really nice, and that's, again, one of my favourites, and it's one of my travelling products. But really, whatever works for your skin per se, and whatever you find is good. I do actually want to find a better, you know, cream that's got an SPF in it, because this one that I use at the moment does not have an SPF, and that is the only downside about this product for me. So I'm definitely going to look for that, and if you can recommend any good ones from The Body Shop that have an SPF, then please do. So my skin feels really, really nice. It's actually got rid of the dryness around my nose. That is really, really amazing, actually. I'm really impressed with that. And that was free. My God, and there's still loads left in there. You only use a tiny bit. Okay, the final verdict on the snail gel. It's brilliant. It smells amazing. It's not scary. And if you've got dry skin or agitated skin or anything that you think might suit this skin, or if you've got more mature skin, then go and get out a sample from your local Holland & Barrett, or try and buy some, because it's brilliant. So I hope you enjoyed this food today, and I will catch you all next time. Bye!